This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of people around the world who have contracted the coronavirus has surged beyond 500,000, and the United States tops the list. This is according to a Johns Hopkins University tally. Meanwhile, the U.S. Congress is poised to take the next step in approving an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package that will provide one-time checks for most Americans and significant enhancements to unemployment benefits. Both will provide much-needed help to those recently laid off and to financially stressed households as the coronavirus shuts down much of the economy. President Donald Trump said on Thursday his administration is preparing new coronavirus guidelines that would characterize U.S. counties as high-risk, medium-risk, or low-risk, and declared that the American people have to get back to work. Mr. Trump said he had told state governors earlier in the day in a letter that his administration would be updating its guidance on social distancing related to the pandemic. The president will receive recommendations over the weekend from his advisors about the next steps in the battle to stop the coronavirus and reignite the U.S. economy. President Trump's desire to reopen the coronavirus-battered economy in a matter of weeks has thrust the administration into the delicate position of weighing the revival of commerce versus the value of American life. Mr. Trump, in recent days, has latched on to the notion that the cure for the pandemic should not be worse than the disease. He has targeted a return to a semblance of normalcy for the economy by Easter Sunday, which is April 12th. Critics say that he is presenting the nation with a false dichotomy at a moment when deaths and infections from the virus continue to surge. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. As hospitals and nursing homes desperately search for hand sanitizer amid the coronavirus outbreak, federal regulators are preventing ethanol producers from providing millions of gallons of alcohol that could be transformed into the germ-killing mixture. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's roadblock has been frustrating the healthcare and ethanol industries, which have been calling for relaxed regulation to a deal with the public health care emergency. The problem for the ethanol industry is that most plants make food-grade ethanol. That's a step below the highest pharmaceutical grade. As the United States works overtime to screen thousands for the novel coronavirus, a new blood test offers the chance to find out who may have immunity, a potential game-changer in the battle to contain infections and get the economy back on track. Several academic laboratories and medical companies are rushing to produce these blood tests, which can quickly identify disease-fighting antibodies in people who already have been infected but may have had mild symptoms or none at all. This is different from the current, sometimes hard-to-come-by diagnostic tests that draw on a nasal swab to confirm active infection. Several private companies have begun selling blood tests for COVID-19 antibodies outside the United States, including California-based BioAmerica, who said its tests sell for less than $10. The company already has orders from Europe and the Middle East. Such tests are relatively inexpensive and simple, usually using blood from a finger prick. Some can produce results in 10 to 15 minutes, and it could make ramping up screening much easier than for diagnostic tests. U.S. President Trump has signed into law an act that requires increased U.S. support for Taiwan internationally, which will likely infuriate a China already angry with Mr. Trump's criticism of the handling of the coronavirus outbreak. The Taiwan Allies International Protection and Enhancement Initiative Act, signed into law Thursday with strong bipartisan support, requires a U.S. State Department to report to Congress on steps taken to strengthen Taiwan's diplomatic relations. It also requires the United States to alter engagement with nations that undermine Taiwan's security or prosperity. China claims democratic, separately ruled Taiwan as its own territory and regularly describes Taiwan as its most sensitive important issue in ties with the United States. The U.S. Justice Department has indicted Venezuela's socialist leader Nicolas Maduro and several key aides on charges of narco-terrorism. The department accused them of conspiring with Colombian rebels to flood the United States with cocaine. The sweeping action is bound to heighten tensions between Washington and Caracas as the spread of the coronavirus threatens to collapse the healthcare system.